we do it. It's our Racine County Staying Safe program. From the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission, I want to thank Tom Nitter for putting this together for us, and he does a good job. And today, Sergeant Mike Tronjo. Did I say it right, Mike?
You did.
I want every word you have to say. That's close there. Sergeant Mike Tronjo.
Correct.
Now, I've been rehearsing that for about 20 minutes.
Spot on.
And I asked him, how many times a day do you have to either spell it for somebody or tell them how to pronounce it?
I've lost track at this point in my life, but it's into the seven digits
already. How many times? We don't do that anymore. So how long? You're with Caledonia PD.
That is correct.
How long have you been there?
Coming up on 12 years.
12 years. What made you? There are two jobs which I don't want for sure. Firefighting, because I don't want to run into a burning house. And also police work, because I don't want to deal with, first of all, I don't like dealing with the public, especially bad people in the public. So I don't want to deal with that. What made you want to go into police work?
Well, growing up, I had a father who was both a firefighter and a police officer.
Both jobs I hate.
Yep, so I chose one, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, good for you. And I'm glad there are people like you that want to do it, because I don't want to do it. Again, I don't like dealing with the public, especially they get arrogant. I don't like when now I watch a lot of police videos, and I don't like when they start belittling people, especially police officers. Now, there are people that maybe deserve a little belittling. But for the most part, they just come across as just arrogant. When you get stopped, you have to show your license, your registration, and your insurance. And there's always a story attached why they don't have them.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take each case on its own basis. And, generally most of the people that we deal with, though, especially in Caledonia, are very, very kind people. So we're very blessed to have that going on for us.
This is the first time in my entire life of driving. I've been driving since I'm 17. I actually took my registration and shrunk it down so it's not puffing out my wallet because it's, big. So I shrunk it down just a little bit, and I said, now what fits in there? My wallet's not as puffy anymore. I love that. So anyway, we're here to talk about drinking and driving today. Two things you shouldn't do, and people do it all the time, and it's just, I just had one beer. Well, for a lot of people, one beer will do it. Make them a little woozy. And you're on the road. You're taking lives if you have an accident. It's bad enough when you're coherent and your mind is clear. But when you're drinking and driving, I just don't get it. And you see it all the time.
We do. And with the prevalence of rideshare programs that have, come along over the years, it is still amazing to see how many drunk driving arrests we still make with all those rideshare services available for people.
And that's it. Yeah, it's so easy to call an Uber today. I mean, it's not like a cab where you can't find one. There are Ubers everywhere. Just call one. They'll drive you home. You pick up your car the next day, wherever you have it, at the bar or restaurant or whatever. No one's always going to be there. Just tell the restaurant person. All right, let's talk about Wisconsin here. 37%, that's one-third of all drunk driving convictions, are repeat offenders. And you see this all the time. Third conviction, fourth conviction. I was telling you off the air. Sixth conviction for somebody I know. Sixth. How does that happen? Why isn't that person, you don't know, that person should be locked away after the first few, because you're a danger. And by the way, the person they kill on the road might be your loved one, or even you for that matter.
That's absolutely correct. I think the highest I've had is seventh, but we have had a 12th offense was the highest that I've seen in my time.
Convictions for drunk driving in the state of Wisconsin in the last few years, 23,931. That's half a stadium.
Yeah, it's not shocking. We make a lot of OWIRS in the Racine County area, so that's not surprising.
Think of AmFam Field, crowded, and take half of that, and that's how many people are convicted for drunk driving. That's a lot of people.
That is a staggering amount. Yeah.
And they know it's wrong, but everybody thinks when they drink, well, I'm okay. I know what I'm doing. You don't know what you're doing. If you knew what you were doing, this wouldn't be a problem.
Well, I think it comes back to the problem of, you do it once and you don't get caught, and it just becomes that cyclical thing where, well, I didn't get caught last time, I won't get caught next time, the next time, the next time, and it just becomes that mentality of, I didn't get in trouble before, so chances are I'm going to be okay again.
Alcohol-related crashes killed 190 people and injured nearly 2,800 in the last few years. 190 people were killed because somebody was drinking. I mean, that's a preventable death. Cancers, cancer, unpreventable accidents. This is not an accident. When you're drinking and driving, it's not an accident. I mean, you didn't plan it, but it was preventable.
They're 100% preventable.
Yeah. 33.7% of all fatal crashes are alcohol related. That means out of every three crashes, one was due to drunk driving.
Whoa.
And 41.3% of all fatal motorcycle crashes were alcohol related. I can't believe you would get on a motorcycle. How do you even balance the motorcycle if you're...
I imagine not well. We do see a lot of those in the warmer months, though.
And let me just remind everybody, we're looking at the poster for December. It's available online at Racine County. If you go to Google, it's the best way to do it. Racine County/staying safe. Racine County, staying safe. Just put that into Google, and you'll see all the posters. Click on them that we've been doing for the last year or so, actually 2 years. And they're all there, including the one this month. But here's the biggest thing. When you sober up, it's going to be a decision you regret for the rest of your life. Because once you kill somebody, it's prison. And it may be just a few years, maybe life. Who knows? It's up to the judge and jury.
It is. Even, you know, the incidents that don't involve injury to somebody else. I mean, just the monetary amount that somebody is out after an OWI conviction, it is a pretty staggering number. And I can't imagine anybody would want to repeat that process again, but some still do.
And we say this over and over. Once you're arrested, you lose your license and you're fined. Repeat drunk drivers face imprisonment. If you hurt or kill someone in the crash, you could face serious charges like negligent homicide or operating while intoxicated. That's OWI, causing injury. And I've seen so many of these cases. You see them in the news. You see them on these reality shows. The person's crying, I'm so sorry. The sorries aren't going to bring back their loved ones. And sometimes you might wipe out an entire family in these head-on crashes where you just cross the line and you kill them all. I mean, you can stuff your sorries in a sack. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, most of these things, yes, like you mentioned, they're good people. You know, they just make very bad decisions that have just dire consequences for the rest of their lives. You know, they didn't set out to hurt anybody. They set out to have a good time. And one bad decision led to the rest of their life just being in turmoil.
And bars cannot serve you if they feel you're a little tipsy.
They do reserve that right, correct.
Yeah, they can stop serving you. And then it starts another thing, because when you're drunk, you get belligerent and you start trouble. Here's something I never understood. You get thrown off the airplanes if you're drunk. Yet they serve alcohol at the airports. And when you get on the plane, you can drink. It doesn't make sense. If you don't want people to stop serving them alcohol in the airport before they get on the plane, and stop, because that's the only place you can get it, because you can't bring it past security.
Yep.
And so they have these bars and you drink, drink, drink. Then you get on the plane and they throw you off because you were drinking. Stop serving alcohol at the airport and stop serving alcohol when you get on the plane. So.
Well, that's a solution, you know, or people just, you know, be responsible about
it.
Most of them are, but now and again, you get the one off.
It's time for our Staying Safe. We do this in coordination with the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. And today we're talking about drunk driving. Sergeant Mike Tronjo.
There you go.
I hate when I can't pronounce it. Sergeant Mike Tronjo is here from Caledonia Police. And we're talking about drunk driving, obviously. Just a quick review here. One-third of all drunk drivers, this is repeat for them. And you were telling me the first one in Wisconsin, the first DWI or OW. Is there a difference, DUI and OWI?
No, it's just a different way of saying it.
Yeah. The first one's not a criminal offense. How is that? I know you're not a judge. You don't set the laws. You just enforce them.
That is correct. Unless there's some aggravating circumstances like a child in the car or if you injure somebody, then it becomes criminal.
I can't imagine drunk driving with a child in the car. I can't imagine another human doing that
to
their child.
We see it too often. Too often.
Man. Okay. So one-third of all drunk driving convictions, repeat offenders. And if you think, if one or two people die? No. Alcohol-related crashes killed 190 people, injured nearly 2,800 in the last few years. That's just in Wisconsin. Could you imagine the numbers nationwide? And don't just think, it's just a couple. What if that couple was your family? Then you would. There might as well be a million people at that point. All right. We talked about this is entirely preventable. A sober designated driver. And I have seen this before. We have a comedy bit about it where they're going out. And they said, let's find a friend who doesn't drink. And they said, come on, we're going out for a great night. We're going to have fun. You sit here and don't drink and you'll be the driver.
Some people do that. Some people use the ride shares. The Tavern League has
reinvigorated the
Safe Ride program. So, I mean, there's plenty of options out there for people to not get behind the wheel intoxicated.
Yeah. And Ubers are so easy to call nowadays.
I mean,
everybody's an Uber driver. They'll gladly take you home. And then the next day when you're all sobered up, pick up your car.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it is entirely preventable. And if you're feeling buzzed, you're likely over the 0.08 limit. and should not drive. Rather than risk an arrest or crash, take mass transit, a taxi cab, sober ride, or sober friend, or an Uber. I remember before Ubers, you just had to find a cab. Now, everyone's a cab driver.
They are. Yeah, I don't know if we have any cabs still operating around here, do we?
Well, I don't know.
I haven't seen any.
Yeah, I haven't taken one in ever.
Same.
So I don't know. I don't drink, so I don't know. I don't take them. And the best part is save a life. Don't let your friends drive drunk. Some taverns and restaurants we talked about there have programs to provide patrons with a safe ride home. You can go to www.tlw.org, and I assume that's TW. I'm trying to think.
Tavern League of Wisconsin.
Oh yeah, that would be it, wouldn't it?
Yep.
See, that's why you're here to make me sound smart. Okay, and report impaired drivers to law enforcement or call 911. If you see somebody swerving from lane to lane all over the road, it could be a medical emergency. I mean, it could be somebody who's having a medical problem. They're not drunk. But still, you want to get them off the road. Medical emergency or drunk driving, the results could be the same.
Absolutely. A lot of the arrests that we do make are the result of citizens calling in, you know, that erratic driving behavior. So we are appreciative of citizens being on the lookout beyond just our officers looking for impaired drivers.
I got pulled over once, and they wanted to know if I was drinking, and it was real cold, and the interstate, and it was late at night, 3 a.m, I was coming home from somewhere, and my car, I could feel it was accelerating, I could feel the wheels slipping on it. And I said, I'm going to go slow here. There's no drivers on this road right now. And they pulled me over. I've been drinking. I said, no, I just feel my wheels slipping under the car when I accelerate because there's like black ice all over the road. And he said, that's what I thought. And so that was that. But at least, you know, they saw me slowing down and going up. And
sure,
they just checked it out. Both prescription and illegal drugs can impair your abilities and may be just as dangerous as alcohol when it comes to safety and judgment. You know, when you got to take the medication, that can cause problems in itself. Alcohol on top of that.
Yeah, I think that's what some people, I know they're aware of when they get the medication, the warnings that come with it, but I think sometimes they lose track of that and have a couple alcoholic beverages and it just compounds the effects and sometimes has the same effects as the alcohol, and the result is, you know, them not being safe to drive.
And when you get pulled over, and the officer says, step out of the car. Don't be belligerent and say, why do I have to step? Just step out. Don't add other charges like resisting and all that stuff on top of it. It's bad enough you're drinking and driving. Don't add charges on top. I don't think anybody in this country's got a driver's license, because I watch these YouTube videos. Nobody's got a driver's license. They're suspended or they never had one. I mean, I can't tell you how many I see with people don't have a driver's license. You run into that?
We do run into that. And, you know, I appreciate that, you know, some people, they have to get to work, you know, but at the end of the day, if you're not supposed to be driving, you shouldn't be behind the wheel.
Unbelievable. All right. One time, I'll tell you how nervous I am about this stuff. I got my sticker for my license plate, but I got it like a month in advance because I do it, and I kind of forgot about it. And the day after it was supposed to be on the car, I said, I left it home. And I start taking side roads to work. All the back roads, so nobody will see me with my. I said, gee, what do I do if they find that? You know, I just forgot to do it because I got it a month in advance. So, anyway. And this is a good month to bring this up because there's holiday parties, people are drinking. And if you're the host at a holiday party, I don't know, are they responsible for serving you alcohol? I know bars could be, but I don't know how that works in Wisconsin.
I couldn't really speak on that. I there could be some civil implications, but legally, I don't know what kind of trouble they'd be
in. And you're not a lawyer. I understand that. So here's the rule of thumb. You can have a drink, but if you just feel yourself getting a little buzzed, stop. And do you know how long it takes to wear off? I don't know anything about drinking.
The average rate at which alcohol dissipates is about 0.015% per hour.
Whoa.
But that's person specific. It could be higher, it could be lower. So,
and if you're not eating, it probably takes longer. If you're eating, it probably takes a quicker time.
Without food in your stomach, the alcohol effects are felt a lot quicker because your body doesn't have any food to kind of interrupt the process. So, yeah, much quicker onset of effects.
We can scream from the highest mountaintop, don't drink and drive, and it doesn't matter because people will still do it because just the way the humans are, we think, oh, that's no problem for me. I can take care of this. No, you can't take care of it. Okay. This is from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. Tom Nitter, thank you much for setting this up every month. Sergeant Mike Tronjo.
Yes.
See, now I finally got it when you're ready. Sergeant Mike Tronjo from Caledonia PD. I was telling my wife used to work for Caledonia PD, but She was in the old guard. This is the new guard coming in.
I'm in about the mid guard right now. We've got a very young department, much like many agencies across the state and the country for that matter. But yeah, we've very young officers.
Someday they're going to say, Sergeant Mike Tronjo. Yeah, I remember him. The old guy? Yeah.
Yep. Someday there. I will be that guy.
He's not there. I think he's at the home now. Thank you, Sergeant, for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having
me. And please be careful out there. There's a lot of nuts on the road, you know, and there's a lot of people that... You walk up to a car, you never know what's going to happen.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
And thank you for coming in, my friend. Good job you do. Thank you very much.